Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dichotomy of Leadership, penned by Jocko Willink, dives into the complex nature of leadership, expanding on the principles introduced in his preceding work, Extreme Ownership. This book examines the delicate balance leaders must strike in various facets of leadership, an essential skill that transcends the battlefield and applies to any organization or team. Willink, a former Navy SEAL commander, along with co-author Leif Babin, another SEAL veteran, articulates through vivid narratives drawn from their military experiences how the principles of leadership are universally applicable and can lead to success in any endeavor. By illustrating the fine line between opposing forces in leadership, the authors provide a guide that encourages reflection, adaptation, and growth, aiming to mold leaders who can effectively navigate the challenges they face. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the contradiction of leading and following. Within the dichotomy of leadership, Jocko Willink presents the intricate balance a leader must maintain between taking charge and stepping back. This dichotomy underscores the necessity for leaders to assert control and make critical decisions while also recognizing when to entrust tasks or decisions to their team members. Doing so fosters a sense of ownership and responsibility among team members, which is crucial for their development and the overall team's success. Through various examples, the authors demonstrate how leaders who fail to find this balance either become micromanagers, stifling team initiative and creativity, or overly hands-off, leading to a lack of direction and mishaps. Understanding and practicing this balance can lead to a more dynamic, efficient, and cohesive team. Secondly, balancing confidence with humility. Another pivotal topic in the dichotomy of leadership is the balance between confidence and humility. Willink and Babin argue that a leader must possess the confidence to lead effectively, make decisions under pressure, and instill assurance in their team. However, this confidence must not cross over into arrogance. The authors emphasize the importance of humility, which enables a leader to admit mistakes, learn from them, and seek the input and expertise of their team members. This balance is essential not only for personal growth, but also for fostering a culture of continuous improvement within the team. By showcasing real-life scenarios where the lack of balance led to failure, the book illustrates how embracing both traits leads to more effective leadership and better outcomes. Thirdly, the importance of decisiveness versus flexibility. Jocko Willink delves into the crucial balance between being decisive and remaining flexible. In the heat of battle, a leader's decisiveness can be the difference between success and failure. However, Willink argues that adaptability is equally important. Circumstances can change rapidly, and a leader's ability to pivot and adjust strategy is crucial. This section of The Dichotomy of Leadership explores how leaders can commit to a course of action while still keeping an open mind to new information and alternative strategies. Through engaging anecdotes from military operations, the authors reveal how rigidity can lead to disaster, whereas adaptability can turn seemingly dire situations around. This balance is vital for leaders in any field, as it promotes resilience and resourcefulness. Fourthly, understanding the need for planning and improvisation, Willink and Babin highlight the balance between thorough planning and the ability to improvise. The authors stress that detailed planning is critical for foreseeing potential issues and preparing accordingly. Yet, the unpredictability of both the battlefield and business environments often demands spontaneous decision-making. The Dichotomy of Leadership discusses how leaders should be meticulous in their planning, but also cultivate the skill of improvisation. It's this ability to adapt and think on one's feet, often in response to unforeseen challenges, that can distinguish successful leaders from the rest. Through personal anecdotes and historical examples, Willink and Babin illustrate the importance of being prepared while also staying agile and responsive. Lastly, the fine line between support and challenge. In their exploration of leadership nuances, Willink and Babin address the balance between supporting and challenging one's team. Leaders must provide the necessary resources and emotional support to their teams to foster growth and confidence. However, to push a team to its full potential, leaders also need to challenge them, setting high expectations and sometimes placing them in uncomfortable situations that encourage growth and development. The Dichotomy of Leadership, provides insights into how leaders can empower their teams through support, but also ensure they are constantly challenging them to improve and adapt. This balance encourages a culture where teams are comfortable with discomfort, leading to innovation and breakthrough performance. In conclusion, the dichotomy of leadership is an essential read for anyone in a leadership position, whether in the military, business, or any team-oriented environment. Jocko Willink and Leif Babin's insights into the complexities of leadership are invaluable, offering actionable advice that can be applied in various situations. This book is particularly beneficial for those looking to refine their leadership style, encouraging a balance between seemingly opposing forces that define effective leadership. By mastering the nuances discussed in this book, readers can lead more effectively, fostering environments where teams can thrive, adapt, and overcome challenges. Willink and Babin's principles encourage reflection, adaptation, and a commitment to growth, making the dichotomy of leadership a powerful tool for anyone aiming to excel in their leadership role and make a meaningful impact. If you would like to support Jocko Willink, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.